Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Amud Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Amud Hey Amud Beis, 10 lines in the bottom by the word Meisve. So says the Gemara, again regarding this Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan says, Bias uchalitza smu bera shma bia and shma chalitza, and Reish Lakish says, it's leishma bia v'leishna chalitza. Says the Gemara that Meisve, we have a kasha from a braisa, a raya like Reish Lakish, a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The braisa says, a kainis is yivimta yivimtsa smu beres. Mamish, our case, Reish Shimon does yibam with Mrs. Reuven, and it comes out that Mrs. Reuven is really pregnant. The halacha is, Zarezu le tinase tzarasa. Let's say Reuven was also married to another wife. He has a tzara. There's a tzara to Mrs. Reuven. So the tzara is not allowed to marry Lashok because Shem yehei vlad ben kayama. Because maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a viable child. Now ask the Gemara, the other rabbi, Kavi avlad ben kayama, mifter tzarasa. If she has a child, so then the tzara never even falls to Yibam. So that doesn't make any sense that she can't get married because maybe Mrs. Reuven will have a child. Ela ima, Shem lo yehei vlad ben kayama. What the braisa must mean is that the tzara can't get married because maybe Mrs. Reuven will miscarriage or maybe she'll give birth to a nephel, in which case they fall to Yibam. Now visa kedaitach bias muberish mabia amai leitinase tarasa tifta rabias rafaverta. Now if bias muberis works, so why can't the tzara get married anyway? She'll be pater because Mrs. Reuven already did bia with Shimon. They already did Yibam. If that Yibam works, so then mimanushach the tzara should be good. Either Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a child and she'll be good because she won't fall to Yibam, or she won't give birth to a child but then she already did Yibam with Shimon. So Elamayah must be that Bias Mubaras is Leishma Bia a Kasha and Rabbi Eichnan. So I'm Rabbi that in a Chanami Bibia Kuliyamu Lei Pligi Deloi Patra. Everybody agrees by Bia that Bias Mubaras is Leishma Bia Ki Pligi Bechalitza. The whole Machlekes was just with regards to Chalitza. Rabbi Eichnan Tzavar Chalitza Mubaras Ma Chalitza Bias Mubaras Leishma Bia. Only Chalitza works by Mubaras but not Bia. And Reish Lakish Tzavar that Bias Mubaras Leishma Bia Vechalitza Mubaras Leishma Chalitza. Reish Lakish didn't differentiate. He said by both of them that they do not work. However, Amrle Rava, Rava says the Vaye, the Manushach, Ibiyavis Mubarish Mabia, Chalitas Mubarish Machalitza, Vibias Mubarish Leishma Bia, Sachalitas Mubarish Leishma Chalitza. You can't divide the two. They have to go hand in hand. The Kaimulan, the Kalaila Ligibim, Ayla Chalitza, Vachoshein Ayla Ligibim, and Ayla Chalitza. The halacha is that a woman who's only a woman who's Ayla Ligibim is Ayla Chalitza. If she's not Ayla Ligibim, she's not Ayla Chalitza. So if you're going to tell me about the Mubarish, that she's not Ayla Ligibim, that Bias Mubarish Leishma Yibim, it's not Leishma Bia, so then the Chalitza also won't work. And if the Chalitza works, then the Bia has to work. They have to go hand in hand. So Ella, my Rava, what are we going to do with the Braisa? The Maisa, the Braisa is Mashma, that Bias Mubaras is Leishma Bia. Says Rava, no, the Braisa is not Shver, and we can go back to the original Girsa of the Braisa. And Hachikamar, this is what the Braisa means to say. Now the Kainis, Yivim Tevinim Tzis Mubaras, Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, and she's pregnant. HaReizula, Itinase Tzarasa. So the Tzara can't get married. Why? Because Shem Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama. It's because maybe the Tzara, well, maybe Mrs. Reuven will actually have a viable child. In which case, Ubias Mubaras Leishma Bia, Vechalitas Mubaras Leishma Chalitza. In such a case, of course, so then that Bia and that Chalitza won't work because Mrs. Reuven is giving birth to a child. So what's going to pater the Tzara? Only the baby. So let the baby pater? No, because Vahavlad, Inu Paiter, Achiyatsu Lavra Ilam. Because the Vlad only has the ability to pater them from Yibam once the baby is born. So, and Mamel, until then, the Tzara is Leitina. Said she can't get married to Shok. That's what the Braisa means to say. And there's no kashas from the Braisa on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tani Kavasi de Rava. We have a Braisa that seems to say like Rava. The Braisa says, Akainis Yivimta Yivimtseis Mubaras. Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven and she's pregnant. Harezu Leitinase Tzarasa. So the Tzara can't get married because Shem Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama Vein Bias Chalitza Paiteres Ela Vlad Paiter Vavadin Paiter Atziyachal Avar Oilam. Mamish, exactly what Rava just spoke out to explain the previous Braisa. We have a Braisa that says in Mefurish that the reason why the Tzara can't get married is because maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a child, and the child will only pater once once the child is Yatzel Avra Ela. Now says the Gemara, wait a second. So it comes out that this Braisa seems to be a Kash on Reish Lakish, because the Braisa says a Taima de Shema Yeheva Ben Kayamahu is because the only reason why the Tzara can't get married, says the Braisa, is because maybe Mrs. Reuven will have a child. Halai Haviva Ben Kayama. It's Mashma that if we would know that Mrs. Reuven will not have a child, so then Niftar Tzarasa. So then the Tzara would be Pater. How would she be pater? Because of the bia that Shimon did with her. So you see that bia smu beresh ma bia. It's a cash on Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, no, I'm Relach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will tell you that Nachi Katani. This is what the Braisa means to say. That the kindness, if him tevin him tismi uberes, harizulay tinase tsarasa. Now in this case, where Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Ruvain, so the Tsara cannot get married, because Shemu loye hey avla ben kayama, because maybe Mrs. Ruvain will not have a child. V'chalitza smu uberes loishma chalitza, ubiya smu uberes loishma bia. In which case, the Yibam that Shimon did with Mrs. Ruvain is ineffective. Now, vim taimer, halicha ha reib nashin, reib nashin, vam ma'ali yaldan, that the Braisa was saying that maybe you'll say Govas Arayv, and Rayv should tell us that Mrs. Ruvain will give birth to a healthy child. On that the Braisa says that Vladin Peter Achiyatzalav Ra'ilam, that know that even if Mrs. Ruvain gives birth to a healthy child, that child only has the ability to pater the Tzara once the child is born, but until then she doesn't become pater, which is why the Tzara can't get married. So that's how Reish Lakish will defend himself from the Braisa. So it comes out there's no Raya, not from the Mishnah, not from any of the Braises, to Rabbi or to Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Lazar says Rabbi Lazar that after Yisrael had Reish Lakish with Tananu b'Mas Nisan, could it be that we're going to paskin like Reish Lakish, as we'll see soon? And there's no Mishnah anything that's mashma that's meduyak like Reish Lakish. Nafak Duk v'Ashkach. He went out, he investigated, and he found the Mishnah. He found the Mishnah that supports Reish Lakish. The Mishnah is later on in the Masechta. Now we learned in the Mishnah on Kuf Yutas. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha shalach ba'ilav etzarasal medina sayam." Mrs. Ruvain's husband, Ruvain. Ruvain went overseas with the Tzara. Ubo v'amrulan, they come back and they tell Mrs. Ruvain, who stayed behind, that meiz balech, that you should know that your husband died. So the halacha is, now we don't know, but at the time that they went out of town, there was no children. But maybe, on this vacation, maybe the Tzara became pregnant. So therefore the halacha is that, harizu loy tinase v'loy tisyabim. That Mrs. Ruvain can't marry Lashuk, because maybe she's chayv in Yibam, but she also can't do Yibam, because maybe she's pater. Maybe the Tzara is pregnant, maybe she'll give birth to a child. Achateida, until she finds out what the story is, because shema mu'beres yitzarasa, because maybe the Tzara is mu'beres, so she has to find out the situation. Now, bishlami yavumi loy, kashem yeheva ben kayama. Now, I understand why we wouldn't let Mrs. Ruvain do Yibam with Shimon, because maybe the Tzara is going to give birth to a healthy child, v'yifka b'isra yishasach. It comes out she never really felt to Yibam, and she's aivra on the isra yishasach. But still ask the Gemara, Eshach Daraisa. Ella says Rabbi Lazar though, that Lay Tachlitz Amai, why don't we allow her to do Chalitza and then marry Lashuk? So now Bishlam Tachlitz B'teich Tisha, V'tinase B'teich Tisha, Lay. I understand why we won't let her do Chalitza within the next 9 months, and then also let her get married within the next 9 months, because Hainu Safik, because that's a Safik, that maybe she really doesn't fall to Yibam, and the Vlad's only gonna pat to her once the Tzara gives birth. But why don't we allow her to do chalitza now, and then after 9 months, tell her to wait 9 months, and then she can get me married. If Rabbi Yechanan is right that chalitza is mu'beres, ishma chalitza, so allow her to do chalitza, and then later on she'll get married. So this was Rabbi Lazar's right to Reish Lakish. It must be that chalitza is mu'beres is loishma chalitza, to which the Gemara says two ways of rejecting the raya. Number one, l'tamech according to you, so then there's also an eitzah that should work with your Reish Lakish. Tachlitz v'tinasi l'achar tisha. Let her do chalitza and get married after 9 months. Do the chalitza after 9 months. Ella, what are you going to have to say? That we don't want to rely on any eitzah that involves doing chalitza. They both said that there's a concern that if we allow her to do chalitza, at that point everybody will assume that she's a chalutza, she's asher to a kayin, and shema yehev laban kayama. Maybe afterwards they'll find out that really the tzara gave birth to a healthy child, in which case that the chalitza was meaningless. She didn't really fall to Yibam, so Mrs. Ruvain's chalitza was meaningless. She'll go and she'll marry a kayin, and it's going to look very bad. So v'nimtza tamatzrich l'kruz l'kuhuna. You're going to make it, the Bezdin is going to have to put up signs and make announcements that really, that Mrs. Ruvain is mutter to kahuna, because really the chalitza was not a good chalitza. So says the Gemara v'litzricha, what's the problem? So just make that happen. No, because Dilma yikainish, davi b'chalitza, v'havi b'achrazo, v'asilameim, rakashari, chalutza l'kayin. There'll be some people that were there in Bezdin by the chalitza, they witnessed her doing the chalitza, it was interesting, but then they're not going to hear the announcements about the fact that the chalitza was really not necessary, and really she's not really a chalitza. And they're going to assume that Bezdin was mater, a chalitza to a kayin. So because of that, we don't want to have to rely on any of these eitzes that require chalitza. We want her to find out what the situation is. Amar le'Abaye, Abaye says another way of rejecting the raya is that, Eina chanami, you're asking that, if you're a Rabbi Yechanan, let her do chalitza and then get married later. Says Abaye in a chanami. Midi loy tachlitz loy tesyabim katani. Does the Braisa say that we don't allow her to do chalitza in Yibam? That's not what it says. Loy tinasev loy tesyabim katani. It says that we don't allow her to get married or to do Yibam. What does it mean to get married? It doesn't mean b'chalitza. It means b'lay chalitza. It means without doing chalitza. Avali chalitza hachanami desharia. But in a chanami, if she does chalitza, then it'll be mutter. So there's no raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish. But still says the Gemara, the Tani converse to Reish Lakish, we have a Braisa that says like Reish Lakish. The Braisa says, achayitz no liberis, like Reish Lakish, the Braisa says that the chalitza of a meuberes is loishma chalitza. Mamela, if she ends up having a miscarriage, she's going to require a new chalitza, exactly like Reish Lakish said.